Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. A very good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right now, it's the 11:05, 11:06 a.m. Pacific time right here on the City by the Bay, the City by the Gay, some call it. I'm talking about my hometown, San Francisco, California. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And straight up, I was supposed to be this week in Puerto Rico. I was supposed to have the WBO's 22nd Annual Congress, but I decided not to go, didn't feel like traveling, so here I sit, broken hearted, and paid a nickel. Oh, you know that story. Anyway, the bottom line is I probably should have went to Puerto Rico and enjoyed the sunshine. I didn't, but so have it. Ran to the 24th through the 29th. They had a great convention. I want to congratulate President Francisco Paco Valcarcel for running the finest sanctioning body in the world, folks. A lot of sanctioning bodies out there. But you notice when you watch WBO title fights, and I'm not boasting because they're my sponsor. I'm just telling it like it is. You don't see the controversy. You don't see the ripoffs. You don't see the wide disparity in judging. Why? Because Valcarcel knows what he's doing. He's not going to further taint the image of boxing. It doesn't need to be tainted any further. It's been tainted enough. Good news today. We've got the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, coming up next. So if you've ever liked to talk to Larry, that's right, the Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer himself right now. Here's your chance on the toll-free phone line all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are broadcasting live on the internet, the radio, and of course on Ustream. That's right. I'm talking about facebook.com/ringtalk. Over there, hit the Ustream button. Watch us live video. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
They have envied my next guest for so long, folks. He is the godfather of the HBO crew, a super fine in his own right. Of course, I'm talking about the great Larry Merchant. Larry, a very good morning to you, sir. Godfather, you there? We lost Larry? All right. Well, we'll work on Larry in just a minute. I'm looking at some of the results here in the over the weekend. Of course, we got UFC 137 tonight. That's airing at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Godfather, you there? No, let's try to get Larry one more time on the phone there. UFC 137, of course, BJ Penn and Nick Diaz in the main event. And, of course, Nick Diaz having choked his way out of a title fight with George St. Pierre, who ended up getting hurt anyway. He was supposed to take on some guy named Condit and ended up getting hurt, and that fight has been scratched. So now Nick Diaz and BJ Penn are the main event for tonight's UFC 137. And, of course, BJ, one of the greatest lightweights, if not the greatest lightweight, at 155 pounds in UFC history. But now at 170, I just think he's too small. I think 15 pounds is just too much to jump into any weight class, I mean, at one point in time. And he's jumped 15 pounds. I think that eventually, you know, if he was to fight George St. Pierre again, St. Pierre would probably be bigger than him and stronger than him and some maybe even faster than him. I mean, George St. Pierre is a pretty honed, pretty chiseled athlete. And to watch him tangle with a guy that's much smaller than him. Of course, last time, he put the grease on his back, and BJ said that because he put Vaseline on his back, he was unable to get things together. But the bottom line, of course, is that they will hook it up tonight. I'm talking about Nick Diaz and BJ Penn. That's the main event of UFC 137. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We bring you the godfather of the HBO crew, and as I said, a super fine in his own right, man from Southern California. Larry Merchant, a very good morning to you, sir.
And to you, Pedro.
Okay, and how's the lovely wife and family?
We're doing good. It's a gorgeous day in Southern California.
As it is in here in Northern California. All right, straight up the Floyd Mayweather Victor Ortiz fight. They just released the figures. They're 1.25 million buys as far as pay per view is concerned. Larry, why did it take so long for these figures to come out? Some people are suspect over the number because it took so long for it to come out. Is there a reason behind that?
I have no idea. The only thing that I can point to is that often in the past, the early numbers were speculative. And so there was a determination to wait until they had some more solid evidence, and it turned out to be a number that was around the number that people had thought earlier.
And of course, that is like the second biggest non-heavyweight pay-per-view buy ever, according to some news organizations. That
I'm not sure of that. I think that I know that Mayweather and
De La Hoya. Well, that's number one. That's number one. It did.
But I think that there was another fight that drew in excess of this. But it doesn't matter. It's a very big number, and the real significance, I think, is that Floyd Mayweather makes so much money because all he had to pay Ortiz was somewhere in the neighborhood, an estimate would be around $3 million after all is said and done, which means that Mayweather is making $35, $40 million or more. And that that in itself becomes a disincentive to make the fight with Pacquiao or to fight frequently. That, to me, is significant.
Okay, we're talking with Larry Merch, of course, about Floyd Mayweather and Victor Ortiz doing a 1.25 million homes on pay-per-view. Somebody said something like $78 million. That's a lot of money. Of course, Mike Tyson was the king of pay-per-view for a while, and then De La Hoya and Mayweather, I think they actually did. They hold the record at 2.4 million homes, I believe. Isn't that the record, Larry?
I believe it is.
I believe it. And like Mike Tyson in the bite fight, I think, with Vander Holyfield is second. Larry, you know, I'm looking at the future of boxing right now, and I'm looking at Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather and how they're able to turn the pay-per-view crank a couple of times a year each, this and that. Of course, Manny's fought far more than Floyd has in the last couple of years. But the bottom line is those two guys seem to be the only real stars out there. According to some stats, Bernard Hopkins and Chad Dawson did 40,000 buys. Can you confirm or deny that?
I don't know. I've read that also. Look, I think it's clear that Pacquiao is a sort of a mini heavyweight champion of the world right now in terms of his reputation around the world as the best fighter in the world. I think that Mayweather benefits from the fact that there are no significant American heavyweights. There are no other stars at the moment. So, and he's been able to negotiate his way into and reality TV his way into being the top American box office attraction. That's just the situation that is. Maybe Andre Ward will one day assume that stature. We don't know.
He's got to bring a little bit more to the... He's got to gamble a bit. I remember when I asked Ray Leonard when he and I were together in Florida in 1989, spent a couple of weeks together down there at the PGA resort training, and he told me, we were running one morning, we were done with our run. I said, Ray, really, what makes a great fighter? What's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? I mean, a lot of fighters have good skills. Their skills are the same. He said, the ability you got to be willing to gamble. And
I would tell you that Mayweather does most of his gambling off camera.
Yeah, I know he does.
He hasn't done much gambling inside. He has, such good defensive skills. He doesn't have to gamble inside the ring, but he's managed to create a persona that attracts American viewers, and he's done that by gambling outside the ring, both literally and figuratively.
I was talking about Andre Ward. Andre Ward needing to step up his game a little bit as far as trying to bring some more excitement to the dance. I mean, I just think
maybe so, but I don't think Ward is known beyond the boxing world at this time. You know, the question is going to be whether he can break through as a significant star. The only potential big superstar I see out there right now is Canelo Alvarez, who draws television viewers in Mexico that are the equivalent of Super Bowl numbers in the U.S. Whether America can actually produce a fighter like that remains to be seen.
Okay, word on the internet. The internets, that's what George Bush used to call them, the internets. We know how smart he was. Anyway, a word on the internet was that Vitaly Klitschko was going to hang him up. Now he's issued a press release saying he's going to fight at least twice in 2012. He feels never felt better than ever. He's close to 40 years old now. Is there going to be a time when he needs to hang him up, Larry? I mean, even though he's as big as he is, and you know.
Well, look, he took 4 years off, so maybe in his own mind he's still 35 or 36.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's had, given the physical problems that led to his retirement, he's had a very strong, even remarkable post-retirement career. But, yeah, I mean, look, the time is going to come when his accountants and his bankers tell him that he doesn't have to fight anymore. Maybe they've already told him that. And it doesn't look like the system is producing many of the kind of challengers that excite everybody. So it's not unexpected that he would start to muse about retiring. 40 is 40. I mean, one reason Rocky Marciano retired unbeaten is because he retired at the age of 32.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen very often.
Okay. Speaking of retirements, who will be the superstar once Mayweather and Pacquiao leave? Will it be Saul Alvarez? Is he like the next potential superstar? Can he make the crossover here into the United States?
I think it's conceivable. It will depend on whether challenges emerge who can bring out the best in him, if he has a better best that we haven't seen yet. We don't know yet how and whether he can deal with elite fighters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly his fight or prospective fight against Chavez Jr. would be a huge event in Mexico and among Mexican-Americans.
And in the meantime, hate to interrupt you, in the meantime, Sergio Martinez gets screwed out of the payday.
You know, Sergio Martinez is a man without a country. Carlos Monzon, the last Argentine to hold the middleweight championship, was a star in Argentina, in South America,
mm-hmm.
and in the world of boxing. Martinez had to leave Argentina to become a star. And there's no market, apparently, for him in Argentina.
Hmm.
He has no fan base in the U.S. He is a really good and often very exciting fighter, and he makes low seven-figure paydays, and that's pretty good. But if you don't have a fan base, you don't have a fan base, and that's the way it is and always has been.
Last question for Larry Merchant. What will Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez weigh in at come November 12th? Do you know?
Well, I think the contract is at some kind of catch weight of 43 or 44. You know, Pacquiao's weight depends on whether he decides to eat breakfast and lunch on the day of the weigh-in.
Okay.
Most fighters can't do that. As Emmanuel Stewart has pointed out time and again, Emmanuel is basically a 140-pounder. But because he is around that weight, he can afford to eat twice on the day of a weigh-in and come in the high 140s on the night of the fight. Marquez, who is a natural lightweight these days, probably will come in around the same weight. I don't think looking at them you're going to see much of a physical difference.
Okay. With that, I've got to let you go, Larry. Have a wonderful Saturday. Say hello to your lovely wife for me. And we all thank you for your presence and your wisdom, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking UFC 137 next. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are broadcasting live on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. And you hit the Ustream button, you watch the live broadcast on video.
The best things in life are free.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
And he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's
a mess.
Up. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J.
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
You know, I can't believe I blew that last TV theme. It's one of my favorite shows. I'm talking about Mannix, of course, from the mid-1960s, early 1970s, Joe Mannix. Mike Connors, Mike Touch Connors, a former basketball player from UCLA, was the star of that show. It was the most violent show on TV at that point in time. They had to put on at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. Oh, so us kids couldn't watch it. Well, guess what? Tonight's UFC 137, and the fight card looks pretty good. Of course, the prelims will air on the first fight. It's going to start at 7 o'clock Pacific time. That's 10 o'clock Eastern time. That's the live pay-per-view card. But the Facebook and Spike will hold the prelims, and they will be on, I believe, at 5 o'clock Pacific time or 8 o'clock Eastern time. So I have 2 hours of free prelims, and that looks to be pretty good. And I think that UFC is going the right way as far as their entire marketing strategy seems to be so 21st century. I mean, they're going to, you know, in time what they'll be doing is they'll be doing live shows on Fox TV like they are on November 12th. And, of course, November 12th, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California for the UFC World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, that's probably the fight of the year as far as heavyweights are concerned, if not the entire movement of MMA. I mean, everybody wants to know who the baddest dude on the planet is, and right now it is Cain Velasquez out of San Jose, California, and the Kickboxing Academy down there, the All-American Kickboxing Academy. But the bottom line is Junior Dos Santos has the best hands in the heavyweight division. So, you know, I mean, if Brock's got some problems standing, if Cain's got some problems standing up, Junior Dos Santos has got some fast hands. He's going to be looking to, you know, land some blows. But Cain's an All-American wrestler. He can do the jiu-jitsu thing. He can punch. He can strike. I think Cain Velasquez is the complete package. But the questions surrounding Cain, or Cain, as some people I prefer to call him, is Mexican, the way the Mexicans like to say it, is that he had a shoulder injury. And there was some surgery, or there was some work done on his shoulder. People wonder where that's going to happen, what's going to happen with that. And they wonder if that will affect him when he takes on Junior Dos Santos. Of course, that's November 12th. But that's right before the Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez pay-per-view, so you get to watch the UFC for free. And then if you want to spend $70 on high definition, you can watch the Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez fight just a couple hours later. All right, but tonight, the BJ Penn-Nick Diaz fight, will it go the route? Probably not. And the reason why I'm saying that is that, you know, Nick Diaz sort of reminds me of the Arturo Gatti of the MMA. And what I mean by that is he fights with his face. And BJ Penn, little slicker, little smarter. But as I said, he's moving up to a weight that I don't feel he's comfortable with at 170 pounds. And right now, you know, Nick Diaz is a 170-pound monster. The fact that he pulled out of two press conferences and didn't fight and was pulled out of the fight with George St. Pierre, I think that's on him. You can't put that on anybody else, okay? Nick Diaz is a bit of a head case at times. We've tried to get him on the show. We've had him booked for the show, and he hasn't showed up. And his manager, Cesar Gracie, said, well, we're trying to do this, we're trying to do that. And the bottom line is, you know, Nick never showed. So I don't know what to say about that. Tonight, Nick is a slight underdog against BJ Penn. And why is that? I mean, when you consider the size and the fact that, you know, Diaz had a good chance to beat George St. Pierre, but yet not too many people think that Penn will ever beat George St. Pierre. So it's a matter of styles. And right now, tonight's style, I think a lot of the odds makers and the experts and the so-called MMA fanatics, they're going with BJ Penn in this main event against Nick Diaz. Of course, Penn out of Honolulu, Hawaii. He is well fought and trained here in San Jose, California, right near the San Francisco Bay Area. Nick Diaz, of course, out of Stockton, California. He's a tremendous fighter. There's just no doubt about it. Of course, it was his brawl that sort of got Strikeforce thrown off of CBS television. You remember that? About a year ago, a year and a half ago, they had this big brawl after a fight on TV, and CBS didn't dig that. They thought it was too uncool because people were calling each other names. And instead of breaking away and going to a commercial shot, you know, CBS stuck with the fight. And then, of course, they decided to cancel their deal with Strikeforce. And then Strikeforce was eventually sold to the UFC people, Zuffa Entertainment. I'm talking about, of course, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, and then to a lesser extent, to the guy that owns 10% of the company, Dana White. They bought Strikeforce. So they bought Strikeforce. They bought the world of extreme cage fighting, WEC. They sort of got the world of MMA all wrapped up right now. But there are some other organizations out there. And I boast about this every once in a while because I'm not a big fan of Bjorn Rebney, and he is the man that runs the Bellator Fighting Championships. In fact, I hate to have him as a neighbor, but the bottom line is he's got a good little company going there, and he's got this idea of having tournaments. And I think tournaments are great because, you know, it's incentive. You win tonight, you move on to the next level, you move on to the next round, you make some more money. I mean, that's the way it should be done. Not like in boxing where you guarantee a guy $1 million whether he shows up and lays down and falls flat on his face like Buster Douglas or Shane Mosley against Manny Pacquiao. I believe in incentives. Tournaments are the way to go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're broadcasting live right now on Facebook.com/Ring Talk on the Ustream Live broadcast. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
An estimated 62 cents of every dollar spent by government is wasted, according to a new survey of registered state voters. Nearly 90% of those voters believe better use of technology is the answer. The message is clear. Government managers must deploy new technologies like cloud computing. That is why NetApp has developed the Cloud Playbook for government managers to apply for grants and calculate savings. To get the Cloud Playbook from NetApp, visit www.thecloudplaybook.com. That's thecloudplaybook.com.
The time may have come to say goodbye to Muhammad Ali, because very honestly, I don't think he can beat George Foreman.
Howard Cosell, you told everybody I don't have a chance. You told them I don't have nothing but a prayer. Well, chump, all I need is a prayer, because if that prayer reached the right man, not only will George Foreman fall, but mountains will fall.
Maybe he can pull off a miracle. But against George Foreman, so young, so strong, so fearless, against George Foreman, who does away with his opponents one after another in less than 3 rounds, it's hard for me to conjure with that.
And you're always talking about Muhammad, you're not the same man you were 10 years ago. Well, I asked your wife, and she told me you're not the same man you were 2 years ago.
After this fight, I suspect Ali will retire. And through all of the years, my own memories of him will be as a fighter and as the strange and curious and gregarious and engaging and sometimes cruel and sometimes family man that he is.
I'm going to let everybody know that that thing you got on your head is a phony and it comes from a tail of a pony.
Check it, 41 and a half minutes power. 41 and a half minutes past the hour. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It is the Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Of course, Tower of Power just back home. I think they're back on the road already, but they were back home from Shanghai, China, and Australia. And, man, they made the rounds over there. Of course, they had a great time, and I'm looking forward to them coming back to Yoshi's in early January here in Northern California, Yoshi's, Oakland. Speaking of entertainment in Northern California, I want to thank my boys Hot Pockets. I went out there and did some emceeing for them at SF State the other night at the Depot, of course, going back to San Francisco State University at a time when people are protesting in the streets and remembering the anti-war protests of the late 1960s and early 1970s when S.I. Hayakawa was the chancellor or the dean or whatever you want to call him out there at SF State. He was out there in the street challenging the demonstrators, and they sort of ran him over. Anyway, I just remember in that now they have Occupy. There's a little occupation like Occupy Wall Street, Occupy San Francisco. There's a little occupying going on over there at SF State as far as the demonstration is concerned. So I want to mention that, and I want to throw my hand, my congratulations out there to Michael Moore. Of course, he is the controversial film figure, the producer, the man that made Fahrenheit 9/11 and all of that kind of good stuff. And, of course, he was in Oakland, California yesterday. So take that back this morning, supporting the Occupy Oakland people who were ran off by the police the other night, and then they were allowed to come back 6 hours later. Speaking of entertainment, I want to get this out of the way before I go any further. I went and saw the Four Lads from Liverpool last night. It was a play based on the Beatles, and, of course, it was at the Marines Memorial. That's right here in San Francisco. I believe it's on Mason and Sutter. It was a fantastic show. I got to give those guys some props. They really know how to do it, and haven't seen too many Beatle cover bands that were any good. This Beatle cover band was excellent. They sounded just like the Beatles, looked like the Beatles, acted like the Beatles, put on a great show. So I want to give them props for that. I want to thank my good friends, Lenny Williams. Of course, he's coming up with a big concert, the former Tower of Power lead singer and the man that has his own platinum recording, of course, 'Cause I Love You. That went platinum, and then I think somebody else went and did it again and made a platinum come one more time. Anyway, the bottom line is a double platinum record. He'll be playing at the Fox Theater in Redwood City on New Year's Eve. So if you'd like to go see Lenny, check that out. New Year's Eve, Fox Theater, Redwood City, beautiful venue. Lenny Williams, the voice, will be in the house. The man that stole the show at the Stone Soul Picnic a couple weeks ago, that's when everybody walked out, and MC Hammer, of course, also on that same show was you got to give them some props. The Escovedo family, they were pretty sharp. But I think Lenny just stole the show. Lenny can function, and it was an amazing show. But the bottom line is, that's my world. I love to go to entertainment, and I love to go to live music. Lately, I've been exposed to a lot more live music than I want to, but that's because of the people I'm hanging with, the lovely people I'm hanging with. Anyway, Manny Pacquiao, I questioned him this week. I said he needs to define himself, and you know, the ignorant boxing fans from the Philippines jumped all over me with both feet saying, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about and this and that. Hey, look, the guy's a congressman, okay? He's a congressman. He's going to run for president in 2016. So I can't ask him any questions. We're back to that. I can't ask him any questions. I can't ask him why women's rights are so poor in the Philippines. Why medical care is so poor in the Philippines? He's a congressman. This is a guy. These are the guys you should be asking questions like that of. In fact, I think if we asked our congressman here in the States some more questions instead of occupying Oakland and occupying Wall Street, I think those are great ideas, but I think we should be occupying congressional offices, you know, and making demonstrations in front of senators' offices and things like that and letting them know, you know, we vote, we put you in power. We want you to do something about what's going on in this country. The banks have taken away the country. The country is becoming basically a fascist state. And if you, before you go crazy and say, oh, Pedro's using the F word, you know, well, look it up. Look what fascism is. Look it up in the dictionary, what fascism is all about. And you'll see it's a world led by corporations. And that's what's going on here, definitely, in the United States. But Manny Pacquiao set, of course, to take on Juan Manuel Marquez in their
third fight. It won't be a rubber match of sorts because the first fight was a draw, and it was scored incorrectly because one judge said had he scored the first round correctly or like he wanted to, he would have given Manny Pacquiao a one-point win, so it would have been a split decision win instead of a draw. Then the second fight boiled down to – it was a split decision and boiled down to Pacquiao knocking Marquez down in one round. I mean, that was the 10-8 round. That's what sort of stole the fight for Manny Pacquiao, even though I thought he lost, even though Nonito Donaire thought he lost. Speaking of Nonito Donaire, who I think is the best Filipino fighter in the entire world, I know the Philippines, despite, I can't believe it. They treat him and his wife like they're sometimes like they're Fernando and Imelda Marcos. It's not like Rachel Donaire has thousands of pairs of shoes. She's a beautiful lady. She's got her own mind. She talks the talk. She walks the walk. Okay. They don't like that. I guess in the Philippines, you're supposed to just shut up if you're a female, unless you're President Corazon Aquino. Okay. But the bottom line is Nonito Donaire was a big winner last week, of course, over Omar and Navarez. That fight went 12 rounds. People say to me, hey, it was uneventful. But, you know, Nonito's trying to make a fight of it, and the other guy isn't. And what I think what that fight really stressed was a difference in 3 pounds between two fighters, because one fighter's peak was at 115. I'm talking about Navarez, I think it was out of Argentina, okay? But he peaked at 115. And then you have him fighting at 118 against Nonito Donaire, who probably hasn't even peaked out yet. He'll probably peak at 122 or 126. But the bottom line is the 3 pounds in difference as far as their size or muscle mass, all that kind of stuff, it was very evident when you looked at the films. When you're watching the fight, it's very evident one guy's bigger than the other guy. And that's that 3 pounds I keep talking about. And people say to me, hey, Pedro, does 3 pounds really make a difference? Watch the Donaire and Navarez fight, and you'll realize that 3 pounds does make a big difference. Speaking of pounds, that's why I sort of a little leery about BJ Penn and Nick Diaz tonight, because, you know, BJ's moving up 15 pounds. 15 pounds, a lot of weight to move up, man. I moved up 8 pounds one time, and I got licked like a stamp. I mean, Ernie Chavez licked me like a stamp at the Showboat Hotel for the National Golden Gloves in Las Vegas, Nevada, back in 84, I believe it was. I mean, he hit me with two shots. That's all he hit me with, two punches, two right hooks, one in the first round, one in the second round. And when I got up the second time and saw 4 or 5 of him and about 8 or 10 referees, I realized I've had enough, and I bowed out of that one. But the bottom line was I had moved up to 147 from 139 pounds, and that was just too much. The size difference was too much for me. I could beat up on average welterweights, and Ernie Chavez was not an average welterweight. I mean, he almost went the route with Meldrick Taylor, the former 1984 Olympic gold medalist and the former two-division world champion. But, I mean, that was his retiring fight. Ernie Chavez fought him and retired. I'll never forget when Meldrick told me, what I told Meldrick before the fight was, watch out for his right hook. He goes, what are you talking about? So I fought this guy in the amateurs, man. He hit me so hard with the right hook. I said, the first thing I remember was my right ear hitting the canvas because he hit me on the left side of the head. And he says, really? I said, Mel, this guy can really crack with the right hand. So Meldrick's holding an ice pack over his head at the Arco Arena in Sacramento, California after the fight. And he says, who was it that told me to look out for that right hook? I said, it was me. Mel, he goes, man, you weren't lying. That right hook was something special. So now we go back to the difference in weights. And I think that right now we need another weight class. People say to me, oh, Pedro, man, you're bastardizing boxing. I mean, by an additional weight class, some people say there's like 16 of them now, 105, 108, 112. 115, 118, 122, 126, 130, 135, 140, 147, 154, 160, 168, 175, 200 pounds, and then you've got over 200 pounds as the heavyweights. Now, what I'm proposing is a super heavyweight division, and the reason why I'm proposing that is I think it's almost impossible for a guy like Eddie Chambers, who weighs 205 or 210 pounds, to beat a guy like Vladimir or Vitaly Klitschko, who are 6'8" and 240 pounds or 250 pounds. I just don't see it being a fair fight that way. So I think we should have a super heavyweight division. Will it happen? I think if we get a few more huge, huge heavyweights in the next couple of years, I think the boxing will have no choice but to go to them. And speaking of boxing, was once the sport of kings in this country. When Rocky Marciano and Joe Louis fought, I mean, this was a big, big thing. There's no question about it, okay? Now MMA's taken over, with the exception of Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather and a couple other people. MMA has got boxing in its rearview mirror. Why is it? What happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. Boxing just stayed the same. Boxing's an old lady that doesn't seem to be getting any younger. And like a fine bottle of wine that's been left open for a week or a month, it's not going to get any better. It's just not. It's not going to become a better product. Not unless you go back to the basics. I mean, when you go to a UFC event, Ricky Ricardo of Ricky Sports Theater, of course, where UFC 137 will air tonight, the prelims and the main event. Of course, the entire card goes on at Ricky Sports Theater on the high-definition, the HD screens all over the place. He's got tons of them, big screens, small screens, over the bar, you name it. Everywhere you go, the UFC will be on tonight, UFC 137 at Ricky Sports Theater. Of course, Ricky Sports Theater is on San Leandro in San Leandro, California, just a few blocks off East 14th Street on Hesperian Boulevard. Look them up at rickys.com or call them at 510-352-0200. That's 510-352-0200. Get a nice little deal. Go down there. Enjoy the Willie Brown sandwich. It's a fantastic steak sandwich. Ricky's got it going on, and the UFC will be there tonight, live and in living color. As far as the prelims are concerned, they'll be on Spike. They'll be on Facebook. And of course, the main event and the pay-per-view card will air live at 7 p.m. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. at Ricky Sports Theater right here on the left coast. And everybody will have a good time. I think I'm going over. I'm not sure yet. I'm not feeling all that well. Went out and did a little, went out last night, saw the Beatles, and did a little partying after the Beatle thing, and just don't feel all that great here this morning. So what can I say? Maybe I will not be going out tonight. I know I'm not going to do any political campaigning today as I thought I would be as well. Of course, we've got some big political races coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Voting is November 8th. That's about a week and two or three days away. And we're looking for a new mayor here in San Francisco, and we're hoping things will turn out for the best. Either John Avalos or Leland Lee ends up winning that race, because Mayor Ed Lee has got to go. Enough politics. You're tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Tower of Power and their version of Me and Mrs. Jones.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from date of certification. certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid-related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Is boxing fixed? The question of the day at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK.com, ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. According to the votes we've got thus far, is boxing fixed? 38.5% of the people polled say yes. 48% say no, and 13% say they're unsure. So a majority of the public is unsure as to whether boxing is fixed or not. It's not too good for boxing. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, I wrote about him this week when I talked about he needed to define himself. You know, he needs to be, as I said, he's a congressman, needs to be more than a boxer. And I asked, is he dumb like Joe Lewis, or is he as smart as Muhammad Ali? Because, you know, if Muhammad Ali, before he got hurt, before he became punchy and got Parkinson's syndrome and things like that, I mean, he was the best, most eloquent speaker on the planet, no question about that. And, you know, and he went to Congress. He'd have probably been assassinated like Malcolm X, you know, for calling people out on the carpet. But Manny Pacquiao, he really hasn't called anybody out on the carpet. You know what I mean? As I said, the rights of women in the Philippines are not much they were and things like that. And the reason why I brought up the comparison between Joe Lewis and Manny Pacquiao and Muhammad Ali is that there was a Joe Lewis punch advertisement at the top of my article at ringtalk.com this week talking about Manny Pacquiao needing to define himself. And people asked me, what did that have to do with it? Well, look at it. It was a ringside broadcaster asked Joe what his favorite soda pop was. This one, Joe Lewis's punch was the big soda around, right? He was Coca-Cola. Somebody should put the same question to Manny Pacquiao about condoms and see what he says. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Next week, Bobby Gunn, the bare-fisted, bare-knuckle world heavyweight champion, the man that took over the linear title from John L. Sullivan from over 100 years ago. He is in Canada today attending a funeral. He will be with us next week. We've got a couple new writers on the website. Check them out, ringtalk.com. Want to thank my producers. Want to thank my good friend Rosario. Want to thank, my lovely Auntie Julie. Until next week. Scott Cuddy, you're the greatest. Until then, much peace, much respect.